We are in Simin Reis Sama Gimel, and we're up to Siv Dalid. Lo yaktim lemayer lahadliko ba'od hayom godol. You should not light Ner Shabbos early when the day is still long. She'oz eino nikur shemadliko lechvod Shabbos. Because then it is not apparent that it's lekavod Shabbos. V'gam lo ya'acher. He should also not light too late, because then you may come near the zman where it's also to light already, and you'll end up not lighting. V'im rotza lahadlik bo'od ner ba'od hayom gadol ulekabel lav Shabbos miyad rashoy. When is it that you can't light b'od hayom gadol? That's only when you're not mekabel Shabbos. Ki kiven she'mekabel lav Shabbos miyad. If at the time you're madlik, you're mekabel Shabbos, there the halach is ein zu hakdama. That's not called Akdama, because it's Nikr, it's Ner Shabbos. You're being Makabel Shabbos with it. Ubilvat she'em yiplag ha-mincha ulamala, so long as this was after plag ha-mincha. So what's the rule? If you're lighting Ner Shabbos early, and you're not Makabel Shabbos, it's not Nikr that it's Ner Shabbos. So you either light early and are Makabel Shabbos, or you light at the right time. And that's even if you're going to end up not being Makabel Shabbos with the Hadlaka. And don't light too late, where you're getting down to the wire, it's getting too close, and you may end up missing the Zman. Now the Mechaber says, at which point could you be Mekabel Shabbos early? Ubevad she'mi plaga mincha ulamala, shehu shah u'revia kodem halayla. The Mechaber Shita is that plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim. This is the Shita of the Mechaber. According to the Levush and the Gra, it's an hour and a quarter before Shkia. That's a very big difference. According to everybody, the hour and a quarter are Zmanios, which means, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you take from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisik HaChavim, divided by 12, each one of them is an hour. You have one and a quarter of those before Tzeisik HaChavim, and that is the Zman in which you could be Mekabel Shabbos early. According to the Ramah, according to the Levush and the Gra, you go from Nates till Shkia, divide that by 12, and an hour and a quarter of those before Shkia is when the Zman of Plag HaMincha is. Now, the Bir Halacha makes a Cheshbin, and he's got a problem. He says, well, remember, let's take for example, I'll give a mashal of a 12-hour day. This way we have no problem working out the shah's manis. You have a 12-hour day, which means a shah's manis is 60 minutes, an hour and a quarter then would be an hour and 15 minutes. That would be shah's manis would end up being shavas because the day is 12 hours. According to the Mechaber paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. So according to the Mechaber, 72 minutes after Shkia is Tzeis HaKochavim. An hour and a quarter before that is Plag HaMincha. So if you make a simple Cheshbon, an hour and a quarter is 60 minutes and 15, which is 75 minutes. 72 minutes would be from Shkia to Tzeis HaKochavim. And then from Tzeis HaKochavim, moving back the hour and a quarter to Plag HaMincha is going to give you 3 minutes before sunset, which means, according to the Mechaber, you cannot be Mekabel Shabbos earlier than 3 minutes before sunset. Now, if you light Ner Shabbos before that, then you're not Yotze, because it's early and you're not Mekabel Shabbos. That's as early as you can go, l'fi the Mechaber. According to the Gaonim, Shkia is the end of the day. You cannot light from Shkia on. Not only that, but a few minutes before Shkia will be a case of lo ya'acher, because you're getting down right down to the wire, which means that you have a three minute window, which according to the Mechaber is after Plag HaMincha, and according to the Gaonim is before the Zman Isser Malacha. And in those 3 minutes, you'll be able to light and be Mekabel Shabbos, but it says lo ya'acher, and here you're getting very close to Shkia. So the Bir Halacha is pointing out that we have a very big problem here if you're going to try to be Mekayim both. Furthermore, we find that the Poskim say that you're best off being Choshesh for the Shita of the Yoreim, which is that Gimel Ravoi Mil, which is 13 and a half or 18 minutes before Shkia, is really the Zman that you're supposed to be Porish Malacha. And the post can bring down that that is the ideal time to light Ner Shabbos. And it is Minig Yisrael in most places outside of Yerushalayim and cities that were inhabited by Yerushalmis, that the Minig Yisrael is to light candles, as Zman Hadlakas Neiros, is 20 minutes before sunset. Now, 20 minutes before sunset, according to the Mechaber, is before Plag HaMincha. Unless it's the summer and you have very long shows, Manias. Says the Bir Halacha, it seems that we hold La Halacha, that Plag HaMincha is earlier, that you're allowed to be Mekel. They were not, the Poskim were not Choshish for the day of the Mechaber. Why is that? Because we saw a Ramah before, in Reish Samach Aleph, that the Ramah said that you can light Neiros 2 hours before Shkia. If you can light 2 hours before Shkia, he certainly is not holding like the Mechaber. So Halacha L'maisa, the ideal time to light is 20 minutes before sunset, even though, according to the Mechaber, one is not really being Mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos at that point. Now further, if someone is lighting Ner Shabbos at the right time, at the Zman, let's say 20 minutes before Shkia, there, we'll see later, you can make a Tanai and not be Mekabel Shabbos. But let's say someone has to leave early, so they're lighting from Plag HaMincha on. The halacha will be that since they're lighting from Plag Ba'od HaYom Godel, it is not Niker that it is Ner Shabbos unless they're being Mekabel Shabbos. So there's a very big problem here. Say someone wants to travel somewhere, and they're leaving an hour before Shkia. So what they'd like to do is they're walking back at night, and they want to be Mekayim Ner Shabbos at home. If they're lighting an hour before Shkia with a Tanai, that's going against the halacha, b'vat shelo yaktim. And the question is, are they being Mekayim Ner Shabbos? Remember, if it's not at a time that people are lighting Ner Shabbos, if it's not close to Shabbos, it's Od HaYom Gadol, it's only mutter if someone is Mekabel Shabbos at that point. So if no one is being Mekabel Shabbos, because you're going to take a ride then to go somewhere, then it's Ba'od HaYom Gadol, you're over on Bavad Shalo Yaktim. So now we really have the question, are you Yotze B'di'evet or not? So it's the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Derech Chaim, and he paskens like Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that B'di'evet you are Yotze. Going further, says the Ramah HaGoh, V'ayin l'kamon simin reish samach zayin, v'mhoya haner doluk mi Ba'od HaYom Gadol, yachbenu v'yachsev yad l'ken l'tzor Shabbos. What happens if you had a Ner that was burning from before Shabbos, and it just continues burning? Can you just make a brach on that? So the Ramah says you have to put it out and then light it again, Letzara Shabbos. What if you didn't? You just left it there. You didn't make a brach. Well, you Mekayim Ner Shabbos. So if you lit it, Lekovit Shabbos, and it was after Plag HaMincha, even though you weren't Mechavim for your Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, there the Halacha is that B'dievid your Yotza Ner Shabbos with it. Whereas if it was either lit from before Plag HaMincha, or you didn't light it L'Kovit Shabbos, you lit it because you wanted some light on Friday, then the halacha would be that you're not Yotza with that light, you'd have to put it out and light it again.